It's HPR, All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence. Another one of these very fun Atherton Performing Arts Studio sessions. Christian McBride, voice that you hear sometimes on the program, actually, through tonight at the Blue Note with his new John, Josh Evans, Marcus Strickland, Nasheet Waits. He's going to tell us a lot more about it because right here in our Atherton and with a bass in tow, it's Christian himself. Aloha, welcome.
How you doing, man?
It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
I guess before we get into some other fun stuff with you, give your NPR show a plug.
Yeah, Jazz Night in America. I've been the host now for the last 4 years. It actually helps me stay abreast on what's new on the jazz scene, because, you know, I'm on the road most of the time.
You have some other projects too, right? Or is this one now taking all the time in terms of the touring?
Yeah, this is my main unit now for just over 2 years. It's amazing how time flies. Did our first gig in December of 2015, and at that time I was just kind of trying it out, have another band to experiment with. And then before you knew it, we were on the road all the time.
You're known as this endless collaborator kind of cat. You've cycled through so many different people. Is this a long run?
I think, there's one ongoing band, which is my big band. But my other units, Inside Straight, my trio, and now the new John, they've all had an average of about this time.
For folks who may be interested in coming down and catching this show, give a little idea about what's in store.
I'm not good at really describing my bands because I don't want people to hear me say one thing and then they come in.
Expectations.
It's not exactly what they
expected it to be.
Right, right. But fortunately, YouTube has given us an outlet. You can go search for a preview anytime you want.
Exactly. That's very true. All kinds of previews, too. You see a professionally done one that all the fans do.
That's right.
What a different world. Can you imagine if we were kids, if you could just dial in on any of your favorite bands, whoever they were?
Exactly. James Brown doing a Facebook Live from the Apollo in 1970.
Right. Stuff like that. Woodstock streamed on YouTube for the whole weekend. Sponsored by Pepsi.
Oh, God. Yeah, right.
And again, it's Christian McBride, and we're thrilled he's in town playing the Blue Note with his new John project, but he's here in our HPR Atherton Performing Arts Studio. In addition to associating with us now, his Wikipedia page has some stunning names. We would be here for several lifetimes, strung end on end, if we were to try to go through and tackle your catalog of stuff. It's kind of like the Vatican Museum. It really can't be done in a lifetime. So you get the introduction to JB, James Brown, the Godfather.
Yes.
The minister of the new super heavy funk. I loved it too, brother. Take us to how it got to be something a little bit closer to you than just something you were introduced to.
Yeah. The first time I saw James Brown live, I almost didn't enjoy it because it was too intense. I loved his records already. I was already his number one fan by the time I saw him live, 82. To feel that sort of, that visceral energy coming off the stage, I'd never felt anything like that before. So it was a little overwhelming. But once I was able to gather my wits, you know, James Brown, hardest working man in the show business, another one of his nicknames, he came to Philly every 6 to 8 months.
Yep.
So I saw him again. That was in October of 82. We saw him again in like April of 83. By that time, I said, okay, I know what I'm in for now. Let me relax and calm down and actually enjoy the gig. I became such an uber fan. Once I started playing the bass, I realized that I wanted to play with him one day. As fate would have it, when I graduated high school and was about to move to New York to start college, James Brown was in jail. I thought, is he going to start touring again when he gets out? Fortunately, once he got out of jail, he did go back on the road, and he did still have a lot of gas left in the tank. So in 1993, I was touring with Pat Metheny, and we opened for James Brown, Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. And it was that night where I started slowly making my inroads. His drummer, who had just joined Robert Thompson, they call him Mousy. Mousy and I became good friends that night through Mousy and the great Martha High, who sang with him for many, many years. I got to slowly become a part of the James Brown world. And I finally met James Brown at the Apollo 94 the following year. And we had our first conversation the following year in 95. My first record had come out, Getting to It, of which the title track was based off of his Get It Together. And so we just started to slowly form a bond. In 2006, I produced what turned out to be one of his last performances, his last performance in Los Angeles, definitely, at the Hollywood Bowl. We recreated his album Soul on Top live. James Brown sang with a big band that I put together. Easily the most special night of my entire life.
Because you got to do your own show with this cat.
Yes, yes.
Your baby, and he was the star.
Yep.
Entertainer.
Yes. The fact that he agreed to do it in the first place was victory enough for me, because I'm leaving a lot out because there were some potholes in there to get to that point.
No doubt, man.
More like craters.
No doubt. I still remember him walking out on stage at Harbor Lights in Boston in the summer of 94, which is not long after all this. And I remember he says to the crowd, I have a bootleg of it too, he says, I want to thank you guys for sticking with me through my long and unwanted vacation.
Vacation, right, right, right.
Yep. You don't forget stuff like that. Uh-huh. You want to do one more jam before we
sure.
As we wrap it up?
This song was inspired by a man who was my number one upright bass hero and mentor, great Ray Brown. His version of a very old song that he funked up a little bit.
And best of all, in our HPR Atherton Performing Arts Studio, Christian McBride. Very nice. It's Christian McBride. Now when I hear you're playing and I know the JB connection, I understand the sound that you bring to the bass, because it is a very funky sound. Like, I get it now. Through tonight with the new John over at the Blue Note and our guest today on All Things Considered in our HPR Atherton Performing Arts Studio. Really appreciate it. Hope you had fun. It was a lot of fun for me.
Always. Thanks, man. Aloha, everyone. It's Christian McBride. What's happening? I had so much fun when I was on with my friend and homeboy Dave Lawrence. I decided to stick around for this special occasion. And this show, All Things Considered,